All right, what up, y'all? Welcome to the Ball Brothers. Thank you, Kara. Ball Brothers podcast with me and Tony the Baker. You were missed, and we missed doing this, but we're back now like we never left.
Because Kev, you know, found a moment in his schedule.
Nah, man, Tony was on the road, man. Sacramento, Miami. Every week you got to go somewhere. Today, let me pull up the list. Top 10 leftover cereal milks. Okay, that means after you eat the cereal, the most enjoyable.
Yeah.
All right. Who's milk first? You or me? Me?
You can go, yeah.
Oh, you know it's number one. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's that milk.
It's basically horchata when you're done.
That milk is
that
fine.
That milk.
Didn't they start selling it as its own thing?
They did, but that's, and they have a creamer, a coffee creamer.
Yeah.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Because they knew what they had.
They know what they're working with. Basically just cinnamon sugar milk.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
They just be, man.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
It's a good time, man.
CTC game.
Yeah. You got a two-handed.
Hey, you got to.
It's biblical.
We used to just be in front of, and at the time when we were kids, with the cereal and the cartoons on the Saturday morning.
Couldn't beat it.
It was just great.
Life,
man,
was simple, though.
Just. Man, it was great. Then we got bills and doctor's appointments.
Being grown sucks.
It's terrible. It's butt soup. All right, what you got, though?
All right, I got several listed here. I'm going Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks is good milk.
Give you some good milk.
Yes.
I feel like Apple Jacks don't get its just due, but again, it's the cinnamon.
Yes, cinnamon. Apple Jacks don't taste like apples.
Man.
That good cartoon. I mean, good commercials, too.
Man, that Apple
Jacks. I don't know what Apple Jacks taste like, but I don't mind it.
Oh.
What is it? Cinnamon?
And it's supposed to be cinnamon and apple.
It ain't apple, but it is cinnamon.
Yeah. It's good, though.
Apple's
whatever
like
the
a
hell
faint
it
taste
is?
Anyway. Huh? Yeah, it is. I said apple's like a faint taste.
Apples don't come in too hot and heavy.
Nah, they're on the light. They're light and crisp and refreshing. Mm. They don't come in like an orange. Like, oh, you going to feel me.
You going to feel me?
Pineapple.
You gonna respect this?
Pineapple is a strong flavor as a fruit, but it's a very faint taste when it's pineapple something else. That's why it doesn't make a good sparkling water. Sparkling water has to be a very...
Sparkling water sucks.
What? What is wrong with you,
just
man?
Just drink soda if you want your throat scratch.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Sparkling stuff sucks. But no. But the sparkling apple cider? The Martinelli?
Martinelli know what he's doing when he did that.
That's a good time.
He know what he doing when he doing what he did.
Man, Applejack milk though.
Applejack. All right, I'm gonna go. I'm trying to decide. I'm gonna go Cocoa Pebbles.
Okay.
Cocoa Pebbles, Cocoa Puffs, and Cocoa Pebbles leaves a similar milk, but I feel like Cocoa Pebbles is a chocolatier. chocolatier milk than Cocoa Puffs. Now. On that same plane, I would rather eat Cocoa Puffs because the sog factor
Rice
is way too
Rice Krispies get
fat.
Soggy. The millisecond that milk hits the bowl, you got to get up in there. You damn near have to put milk on each individual Rice Krispie piece just to get in there and get some crunch. Because this is going to go soggy immediately. They are the avocados of cereal.
And that's the thing, like, with other cereals, you're not in a rush.
Yeah.
You can enjoy the cereal. It's got a regular ratio of salt.
Yeah.
But Rice Krispie, their deterioration factor is too. And I don't want to. What if I don't want to eat at that pace?
You got
to
get in there.
You asking a lot for me. It's just.
Thankfully, I eat fast.
Yeah.
So it's not an issue for me. I'm damn near eating it as it's pouring into the bowl. I'm like, I'm biting pieces as they fall. And then I'm letting the milk spill off my head into the bowl. And then I can begin.
If they stop snap, crackling, and popping, it's over
done.
With.
It's
and then
city.
The soggy, it'd just be like,
you're eating socks at that point.
I don't even want socks.
At that point.
So, yeah, Cocoa Pebbles is my next one.
Okay, I'm going Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles, goddamn it. That's that good milk.
I don't like it.
And then you're
going to
get the soggy pieces within the milk because you couldn't get every soggy piece. But that milk, that Fruity Pebble milk.
Nah, man, nah.
Man, watch out, man. Get in on this. You don't like Fruity Pebbles?
It's just Rice Krispie treats of fruit.
And what's wrong with that?
It's too soggy, man.
Man, you soggy. Look at yourself. Look at your shirt pocket. It's soggy. That whole shirt is a soggy mess. And you want to judge the cereal?
Fruity Pebbles is a bottom tier cereal.
What?
Bottom tier.
What?
Bottom tier.
This is outrageous.
Bottom tier.
Fruity Pebbles is top tier.
Nah, it ain't, it's man. You don't mean that.
It's in the all-time list.
You lying.
If we did a poll.
All-time.
We hit the streets. It's going to be on there.
No, I bet it ain't even most people's top three.
What? Well, I don't know about that. It's going to be top 10. Fruity Pebbles
top
is popular.
I'm a Loops. Loops.
Man, watch out, man.
Pebbles,
Toucan
nah.
Sam, man. Loops. Fruity Pebbles milk.
All right, I'm going to go.
Y'all bottom tier in the comment section if you agree.
I think I'm going to go, man. I'm going to go Cookie Crisp.
Man.
It tastes like chocolate chip cookie milk.
That's why I don't like Cookie Crisp, man.
You
it's just
got
cookies.
You don't like Cookie Crisp.
It's just cookies.
What's wrong
man?
With that?
I don't like it.
What's
if
wrong
it's just
going
to be cookies, then just be cookies, man. Nah, but don't try to act like you're cereal.
No, nah, you got to have, they got to be a little bit more aerated to be
nah,
cereal.
Nah, man.
Because it'd be too hard if it was just real cookies.
It's not, it's just cookies, man.
Cookie Crisp.
It's a bag of cookies.
That's what I'm saying. What's that a problem? You
nah,
like cookies.
Man. I want cereal to be cereal. I want cookies to be cookies.
No, you
but
segregation,
you
man. We got to integrate these.
Nah,
teams.
We ain't got to integrate.
You're Strom Thurmond over here, man. Nah, what man. I want is the white people to have the, they got to have their water fountain and the blacks go over there.
I don't want the merging of the two. The so I got a bowl of soft batch cereal?
If you want.
Nah, man. We not doing this.
So you don't like Reese's Puffs?
I do like Reese's Puffs.
What's
but, that's,
the difference?
But that's not the same. They're not shrunk down Reese's cups.
They're just
they're
putting balls a circle.
No, they're circles. Now they're cereal.
So if Cookie Crisp was made into a circle, you would
if
like
it. If it was made into a circle,
so
I'd
you're
be
shapist.
Like, all right. Whatever you want to call
you're shape,
it.
You're shapophobic.
Cookie Crisp are little cookies.
Just because of the so you don't mind the flavor. You don't like the
I don't
shape.
Like the fact that they are cookies in my bowl. Now I feel complete fat assery.
Because
I just ate a bowl of cookies.
So if they turn them into puffs, if cookie chicken,
then I would be like, all right, now we're serious.
Same taste.
Now we're serious. But the fact that they are shaped just like cookies, I'm like,
what?
I'm a complete fat ass.
What does it matter?
Because I ate a bowl of cookies.
Why is that a problem?
Because you would never eat a bowl of cookies.
But I would eat cookies. And also cookies and milk is a thing. So
it
I,
is.
So what's the point? What's the difference?
Because now it's a bowl of cookies. Normally you get a few cookies, or maybe you just had one or two. Now I just had 27 cookies.
But it ain't a full cookie.
Man, watch out, man.
It's not a full cookie. Oh, it's like a, it's a 30% of a cookie. It ain't even got the same crunch.
I don't even think you believe in this choice. You scrambled to get
no,
it.
No, not because they all, because I was trying to decide between Cookie Crisp and Reese's Puffs.
Watch out, man.
And I didn't know what you was going to take, and I didn't want you to guess Reese's Puffs, because that's what I want on mine as well. Because that's what I was trying to decide what Tony would say. I didn't know you felt that strongly about Cookie Crisp.
It was just, it's a cheat code.
For what?
What, we got steaks next? Steakos. And they just little steaks in your bowl? What? I mean, what's next? Where do we stop? Macaroni and cheese-os. Now they just squares of macaroni
and
cheese.
You know that don't work, man. Little pieces of steak and milk?
Fish filet-os. Catfish-os. Nah, man. Cereal it up.
So if somebody made Cake-os, like little slices.
So now they little slices of cake, with the little layer and the little filling in the middle.
Little
each slice.
Little chocolate cake.
No, I'm out. It's just cake. Now I had 27 slices of cake.
So Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you know, like the way it's just like a, it's kind of got the same shape as Golden Grahams, right? But then you know, like they try to come out with French toast.
And I didn't curl over
because
it
looked
bread.
Like.
So now it look like bread. You ruined everything now. I
didn't
cross
like
over to the French toast. So I'm like, man, these little pieces of bread in here, man. Watch out, man. It's no longer cereal.
So Waffle Crisp?
Cereal need to be flakes, balls, or just like
or
kernels
crisps.
Of just like granola.
So you don't
such.
Eat waffle, the waffle crisps.
I do eat waffle crisps, though.
It's little waffles.
And I want little waffles.
You're not even consistent.
I could eat a bowl of...
What is the difference between waffles and cookies?
Because I want to eat a bowl of waffles. For real.
Because waffles are already a breakfast food?
Yes.
But French toast is a breakfast food.
I want to eat a bowl of waffles every morning. Complete waffles.
You don't, that doesn't make any... you're gaslighting me. There's no way you can make waffle crisp make sense and not French toast.
But I want... Here's the thing. I don't ever want a bowl of cookies. I want a bowl of waffles every second of my life. Every second of it.
Oh, my God.
And they don't really look like waffles for real.
They 1,000% do, not really, Tony.
They look like cereal still.
How?
Just because of the way they look.
Waffle crisp.
Cookie crisp is little cookies for real. They are okay. Cookies.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, it does waffle like crisps look distorted.
It's not a true waffle. It's more like an Eggo waffle than a regular. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
Get off my back.
Get off my back. All right, what's next?
Peeps, I'm hungry. I'm always hungry. If you know me, you probably already know that about me. Even though I be intermittent fasting, and you know what I'm saying? I'm a vegetarian, and I be trying to watch what I eat. I'm always hungry. People be like, Tony, don't eat. Look at him in there. He be eating, too, man. He always trying to eat something, man. Mad greedy. But that's neither here nor there. Listen, man. Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. You can choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that you can't beat. The convenient part is the key for me because, you know, we be busy in life. We be busy in life, you know what I'm saying? And taking that time off your brain to know that you already got a meal that's already pre-prepared for you and you ain't got to worry about it is crazy. You be like, yo, man. You know, I had to work hard today. I had to do this extra stuff. And now, you know what I'm saying? Now I got to worry about dinner and prepping all of that. So with Factor, they take all that stress off the table. So it's super dope. And whatever you're looking for, you can get into. I want to cut calories. I want to watch my calories this week. Boom, Factor got you. I want to just do keto this week. They got you, man. So all you got to do is eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code Factor Podcast to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code Factor Podcast at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. You can't beat that, man. Half off? Half off. Who's doing that, man? All right. Sorry, y'all. Sorry, fellas. Back to the podcast.
I like the Honey Nut Cheerios milk.
Good milk.
That's some good milk right there.
That's good milk.
A lot of people sleep
about
on that Honey Nut Cheerios milk.
That's a top tier cereal. Man. Oh, that's man. A top five
for
cereal.
For sure. Yo, I went and used the Yucca app on the Yucca. It lets you know if the food is bad or good in terms of what they put in it.
Mm.
Cereals was taking L's, dog.
Oh, yeah. Cereal's not.
Oh.
Cereal ain't nothing but.
They was taking
sugar.
L. Ron Hubbard's left and right.
It ain't nothing but. Something it's it is a vehicle to contain sugar.
That's all it is. So I was looking. So So Fruity Pebbles bad. Got a 3 out of 100.
Oh my God!
Honey Nut Cheerios 8 out of 100.
But those were hard healthy. Oh no, those regular Cheerios.
Regular Cheerios poor 30 out of 100.
But their heart healthy.
That's what they
That's
say.
That's what they told me on the commercial.
Rice checks, 45 out of 100. Poor. My favorite. Honey Bunches of Oats, 37 out of 100.
Honey Bunches? I thought that was healthy.
Poor. The first time I got a decent score was when I rolled up on Wheaties.
Oh, God.
54 out of 100.
But Wheaties are just terrible, man. I don't know why they sold all. They only sold those because of athletes and, like, strong bones eat your Wheaties. That might be the worst cereal ever. Wheaties is just original raisin brand with no,
with
raisins.
No raisins. Yeah,
it's just brand.
And that's why I got it good.
Why would you want that,
it,
though?
They didn't pump it full of the bullshit.
What a Kix guy.
I didn't do Kix. Because
Kix were kid tested, mother approved.
I didn't get the Kix. But I did do, since I be having overnight oats all the time, I did the Quaker Oats, Minute Oats. It's got 90 out of 100.
Well there
so
you
I
go.
I was like, whew.
Dang. I mean, I knew cereal wasn't good for you, but I didn't know it was
Man,
that
bad. They was taking L. I was like, damn.
God, dog.
Ah.
All right, what you got next?
So I did Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yep.
And then Honey Smacks will give you some good milk.
They make your pee stink.
Does it?
Man, my pee be
smelling
like straight Honey Smacks. I can't.
Oh, well, that's not stinky.
No, that's a thing. No, but it's that with like pee. It's like a pee. Is that a baby?
Oh.
Whose dog? Oh, bring the dog in.
Bring the dog in the studio. But yeah.
Y'all pee don't be smelling like Honey Smacks?
I ain't never experienced this.
It's kind of like, what's that vegetable? Asparagus.
Really?
Yeah, like half people who eat asparagus, it makes their pee smell
terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I got the asparagus pee.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be smelling that. Yeah, I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
But I've never had the Honey Smacks. And I consider Honey Smacks and Post, what's the one with the sugar bear? I consider them like the same
cereal. It's the same cereal.
So those milks be good to me.
Yeah, it's the same cereal.
It's the honey, man.
Golden Smacks. I mean, Super Golden Crisp. My mom used to buy that. She didn't buy Honey Smacks.
Gotcha.
So how many is that?
So we got Fruity Pebbles, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Apple Jacks, Honey Nut Cheerios, Cocoa Puff, Krispies, Honey Smacks, Cookie Crisp. So we got 7.
Okay, so it's me?
Yeah.
Captain Crunch.
No.
Oops, All Berries.
Okay.
Is a good milk.
All right. Okay.
I like the Oops, All Berries. Big fan of Oops, All Berries. Big fan of the milk. Actually, that's my favorite Captain Crunch version.
The All Berries?
All Berries.
All action, no plot.
Yeah, no plot, baby. Michael Mann. Explosions. Transformers.
No plot. Michael
Mann. Nothing, Bang. Man. Give me the fight, the explosions, the car rolling over, man. Let's get straight to it, man. I love Captain Crunch going from Captain Crunch to Captain Crunch with the berries to All Berries. They found it.
Yeah.
I don't mind peanut butter.
I love peanut butter Captain
Let
Crunch.
Let me see the dog.
Let the dog come in here. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah, let the dog come in.
He gonna
Is
be
it
sad.
A puppy?
He gonna be sad out there.
That's why I brought her in.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
She's a senior dog? I like senior dogs. They be like, what type is the medicine?
I'ma go.
Sorry, guys.
While we get the dog in here. I'ma go Golden Grahams.
That is good.
Yeah, that's a good milk.
That is a good milk. I just had some Golden Grahams the other night.
Yeah, that's
cereal
a good
will be
milk.
About 280 on the calories, no milk.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey dog. Come on in here with us.
Yeah, be in here with us.
We in
What's
here.
The dog's name?
Loki.
Loki.
Good name.
Hi, Loki. You can hang out here.
We in here. Don't be sad out there by yourself.
You're not gonna make those. Oh, her snout is all white. Yeah. Hi, buddy.
It's a good name. Yeah, man, dogs are welcome.
Yeah, get on Big up fans. In here, man.
Big we fan of dogs. All right.
All right, we in here together. So one more.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Choose wisely. The good milks.
You said Honey Bunches of Oats. That's it. Their milk's
I didn't say
weak.
Honey Bunches of Oats. Their milk's but they weak. Milk just be whatever. Usually when
weak.
I eat Honey Bunches of Oats, here's how I eat my cereal. I'm a two-bowler.
Two-bowler.
I'm really just one bowl.
Yeah, got you.
So I'm a two-bowler. when I eat Honey Bunches of Oats, I get it to where the cereal is absorbing the last of the milk to where it's almost like when I finish, there's nothing left to drink.
Oh.
The cereal just absorbed everything.
Okay.
So I always try to have more cereal than milk.
Yeah.
That way I'm not drinking a bunch of leftover
stuff.
And then, so I don't even know what Honey Bunches of Oats milk tastes like.
That cereal be, that it's a big milk sucker upper.
Yeah, it absorbs.
Yeah, she is fine. Don't you worry about this dog.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Dog is chilling. Let the people see if you're going to pick her up.
Yeah. Let her get on the couch.
Oh, yeah, you go be on the couch, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Chill out with us.
Yeah, just relax.
Loki.
She's like, yeah.
When did you get the dog? When did, you named her Loki. Did you, were you already a fan or is this from when you saw Avengers?
Yeah. From Avengers, like a while ago.
The first one, Loki was bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, when did that come out?
That was like 2000.
Yeah. She was a puppy then?
That was, yeah, because I...
Loki been around since the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. Or the 50s. I remember I left my job to watch that Avengers.
Comic book characters be old.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. Yeah. Mm. And woke. And woke. I just found out today that the Top Gun, that first thing that the Air Force did, that competition, was won by Tuskegee Airmen. So they didn't announce. They didn't announce a winner because the black team won. So the real first Maverick was a black dude, and they didn't announce the winner because of that. So Top Gun is woke, reverse woke, because they made the black guy white.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, I never knew that about woke. If you're going to be mad at woke, fine.
Yeah.
But you can't be mad at woke and be okay with whitewashed.
Oh.
Cleopatra and all those movies that
the big whitewashing.
Tom Cruise, Jesus.
Jesus, the ultimate whitewash.
Tom Cruise was in the Samurai movie. Nobody complained.
Yeah.
I mean, well.
At the time.
Yeah, the people who complained about woke didn't complain.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of people complained.
The complainers about woke undercover be low key.
Yeah.
Bigoted.
Not low key for you. You're low key.
You're good. Anyway. You high key back then.
I'm going to throw Raisin Bran Crunch in there.
Man, that milk ain't hitting no.
Yeah,
milk.
I got a little granola, little.
You just like Raisin Bran Crunch, so you wanted to throw it in there because it was your favorite cereal.
And that's what it is, okay?
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
It ain't the milk.
I'm going to stand on it. I like the milk. It's probably the milk I drink the most.
It ain't the milk.
It is the milk.
Nah, man.
Yeah,
it's a good cereal, but it's the milk, great cereal. Is the milk really killing?
It's solid. It's got a little sweetness.
Nah, man.
It's faint, though.
I'm not buying this.
I'm telling you, man.
Frosted Flakes got better milk.
Oh, dang. Okay. That's absolutely true. Were you going to say Frosted Flakes?
No. I had
Frosted Flakes is absolutely better. Better Sorry, milk. Raisin Bran, you're out.
Yeah.
Frosted Flakes is not my favorite cereal, but it milk.
The milk is fine. We talking milks here.
We talking milks. I'm going to go Frosted Flakes. Sorry, Raisin Bran, you're out of here. What you got for your last one?
Oh, that's it, ain't it? I think that's 10.
Okay, cool then.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we're moving on.
Moving on.
Top. We want to do 10 hood classic movies.
Okay.
And that doesn't have to be, let's decide first before we go.
What's hood?
That's what I was going to say because.
What's hood in the hood?
Technically, Friday can be considered a hood classic.
That's a hood classic.
Right? So it's not just.
Because they literally in the hood.
So what is our parameters for what makes it a hood classic? The setting?
The setting has to be in bad neighborhoods.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So don't Wayne's movie. Don't Drink Your Juice.
That's a hood movie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it can be comedy then.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool.
It don't have to be a hood drama, but, you know what I'm saying, because Friday is a hood movie.
Perfect. Okay. You going first.
Okay, Boys in the Hood. Hood is in the title, man. Hood is in the title. We got to throw it in there. It's
Boys
OG.
In the Hood. I think that's my first hood movie I ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the movies that my aunt had on VCR.
Okay.
Did you see it in theaters? No, I didn't see it in theaters.
Okay.
It came out in 92, 93?
91.
91, so mm-hmm. I was 8. Yeah, I was so young that I thought Ricky died for real.
Yeah.
And I saw him on The Tonight Show.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. I was scared, though.
Uh-huh.
I was sad.
Yeah.
And the first time I watched it, I watched The Tonight Show and he was on there.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, no. I think it was Arsenio Hall.
He was probably
one of the two.
Arsenio.
Yeah, I think it was Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
And I was like, Ricky. But that might be the best hood.
That's the best hood drama.
Has to be, I think.
From top to bottom.
Let me out, though.
Let me out, though.
Doughboy didn't even answer him.
He let him out.
He just pulled over.
Yeah.
And you knew what was about to happen.
Doughboy was a good guy, man.
He was. He wasn't going to let it fly.
No, hey,
he was Robert De Niro and
he. He couldn't let it go.
He can't let it go.
Turn your punk ass over. they gonna get you. You killed my brother, man.
I can't.
I can't let it ride.
This is like not only, even if you're not a hood person or a gang person, no. That action could turn you into that.
For sure.
But in that arena, I have to try and kill you.
Yeah.
I have to.
I ain't got no choice but to kill you.
I have to kill you.
Got to. It's non-negotiable.
Well, I'm going to kill you, or you're going to kill me.
Exactly.
But I'm not just going to go to work.
Right. And I ain't got no job. So it's easy for me to just kill you.
What was Doughboy doing?
Doughboy was selling drugs.
He was selling drugs.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing else to do.
Ice Cube has done such a good job of playing a version of Doughboy for his whole... Doughboy is What was it? Are We There Yet?
Yeah, Are We There Yet?
Yeah, he just plays the straight version of Doughboy all grown up. I could buy that he grew up in the hood and he turned his life around. Now he's in the burbs. Okay, so if we can include comedies, I'm going to go Friday.
Oh, perfect.
That was
Ice Cube Again.
Ice Cube Again. I feel like
Ice
that
Cube gonna
movie,
show up a lot.
And I like that they were in the hood, but they weren't like necessarily poor. Don't you worry about Leah. I know she's breathing hard. Leah's an old dog. We in the mics. You got the heavy breathing going on, Loki. She's fine. She's fine. Don't worry. We like dogs. Dogs are welcome here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm Animal McGee.
Yeah, let her breathe hard.
I got cats.
Don't worry. Because you can't even relax. You're so worried about her. You're like,
she's breathing. She's moving. She's ruining the podcast. She's going back in the house. She's coming back in.
Let her roam. For a senior dog, she's walking around a lot.
Yeah, she's walking around.
She's like, man, I got to keep me. I got to get the body
in
motion.
Like, just don't wipe my butt.
But they weren't well off, but they weren't poor.
Yeah.
Like him and his parent, his dad worked a job, his mom worked a job, his sister, I don't think she worked, but they just was regular in LA.
But the neighborhood was sketchy.
Yeah. Big perm, big worm, I don't know your name.
Yeah.
I just talked to my kids about this. They haven't seen Friday.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, we
it's
have
time.
To make sure you watch it.
It's time.
Yeah, like as a black person. Nobody cares if it came out before you're old, before you're born.
Right.
For that movie, you got to see it.
Because I think that's a movie that crosses generational lines in terms of how funny it is.
Absolutely. And it holds up.
It holds up extremely well.
None of that comedy is, I mean, some of it's 1993, like Chris Tucker's antics.
Right.
Like the way he was talking, but that's really just Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm going Friday.
Okay. I'm a goo. Juice. Juice. Great hood classic.
Yeah.
Very quotable, very dope. They in the hood. We on the East Coast now.
Yeah.
You know, we dipping out of LA. We in Harlem, I believe. And it's very hood. Very dramatic.
And man, Tupac was so good.
He was great.
As the villain, maybe you know what? I am crazy. I was like,
when you first called me that, I was kind of tripping, right? But you know what? You're right. I am crazy. And you know what else? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about Steel.
Man.
I don't give a fuck about Raheem. I don't give a fuck about myself.
That's what I was like. Oh, no, you really are crazy.
I ain't shit. And you less of a man than me. So whenever I decide that you ain't shit, so be it.
I wish I could have saw his whole career.
Me too, dog.
Like, what could he have done?
Me too.
Because you see what Snoop did up until the inauguration.
Right.
And he, you know, he's at the Olympics.
He was able to flourish.
The movies, all that stuff. Like, Tupac as an artist was great.
Yeah.
As a poet, as an actor, he was a really good rapper, actor. Like, he really was a theater kid, poet.
In my book, he's an actor first.
Really?
Yeah, because he was already acting before the rap game, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he grew up going to those school of the arts, so they was
I know that, but I thought he was poetry and dance.
So, when I saw Juice, that was my intro to him.
Before music.
Yeah, it didn't register that he was in Digital Underground and the same song. None of that registered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went and saw Juice and was like, who is this? The whole cast outside of Steel, I was just like, who are these guys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I was like, yeah.
That was your first time seeing Omar Epps?
That was my first time seeing Omar, Khalil Kane.
Wait, did Omar Epps, did that come out before Higher Learning?
No, that was before Higher Learning.
It was? Okay.
Juice was 92.
I think I saw Higher Learning 92. First.
Higher Learning was 95.
Yeah, I saw Higher Learning before Juice. I saw both. Chill. I saw both, and I saw both in the 90s. I just saw Higher Learning. My aunt had Higher Learning.
Juice came out so long before.
I don't know why. And Higher Learning stuck because of Remy. And Omar Epps entire
And that thing. Was your intro to Omar Epps. So you didn't even see the program?
I saw the program.
Omar was in there.
Yeah, I remember the program. When was that? What year was that?
I want to say the program was like 92, 93. It was before
they all
kind
of blur together.
Yeah.
Program is one of my favorite sports films of all time.
Yeah, Omar was in that. So that might have been your intro to Omar.
That probably was. I definitely saw the program before I saw Higher Learning.
But yeah, so I was
also
just
Higher
like,
Learning is just if Doughboy doesn't die in Boys and Hood.
He's not Doughboy in Higher Learning.
How?
He's way more militant.
You could become militant. You could go from gangs to militant. His character wasn't different. He was just more on the pro-black thing. But he was like, man, the gangs is killing us, brother. We got to come together. That's all he is. Doughboy is, let me see your ID. Doughboy absolutely would have said that to a cop.
So basically what you're saying is he's just always Ice Cube.
For sure. we're not arguing.
It's not that he's always Doughboy. He's always Ice Cube.
For sure.
That's what it is.
Because, well, to me, Doughboy, Ice Cube.
Because Doughboy ain't going to college.
True. But him in N.W.A. and him in Boys in the Hood.
And he's not
going
to put no chemicals in his hair.
What you mean?
High Learning Ice Cube is not going to put no Jerry Curl in his hair.
I don't know, Tone.
He's pro-black. He's going to keep his fro'd out.
He had a Jerry Curl in High Learning, didn't he?
No, he had a fro.
Straight up fro?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't be pro-black militant with a Jerry Curl? Are you kidding me?
Imagine if Dr. Umar had a Jerry Curl. All right. Am I up?
Yeah.
I'm going to go... New Jack City.
Yes.
Nino Brown, man.
Man, New Jack City so good.
And Wesley
man.
Snipes, that was when he was
perfect.
In his bag.
He was perfect.
I love him. I love the movie. I love the court scene. I love the dog. Everything but the iced tea scene. We've talked about it.
I want to shoot you so bad. My dick's hard.
Yo.
Whoa.
And I'm not even a pause person.
Whoa.
But yo.
That's pause central.
Whoa.
Even if I was laying in them trash bags beat up, I'd be like, whoa.
Why did you say that?
You want to do what? Your dick's hard? Why you looking at me in these trash bags with my shirt open? Hold on.
Absolutely not.
I don't know why they kept that in there.
And the old man at the end.
He
had the revolver.
In your place in hell.
And the other thing I loved about Nino Brown, he low-key was talking about Reaganomics.
For sure.
In that courtroom.
Absolutely.
Like, brother, I'm not bringing this stuff in. Yep. And they was just like,
I'm not the one flying that shit in here.
Yeah.
None of us owns a poppy feet.
It's real. He's right, though.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Hawkins. Wesley Snipes murdered in that joint, dog.
He had a... I wish he would have just paid his taxes.
Me too.
Because he missed years.
He has a great, diverse... career.
Love
like, I feel like he's one of the most diverse black movie stars we've ever had. Even more so than Denzel.
Denzel's not that diverse.
Right. Because Wesley has done comedies.
Yes.
He's done action movie where he just straight up action. Before Denzel got to the action, he dabbled in it, but he was mainly like dramas.
Yes.
And then he came with The Equalizer. But Wesley Snipes, already a comic book hero.
Superhero.
Does comedy. He dressed in drag for Tu Wong Fu.
Tu Wong Fu, he did that.
He's been a villain. He's been a good guy. He's been a square. He's been a
white
musician.
Man Can't Jump. Sidney Dean is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
He is so funny. Yeah, okay. The wings are here for the Hot Ones Challenge. Whoa. Denzel's overrated. Hey, we're not saying that.
No, I'm not saying that
at
all.
We're not saying that, Uncle JT.
Don't even bring that up in here, Uncle JT.
We're not saying that. We're saying he stays in his lane and he does his thing.
You can just settle the fuck down.
He doesn't play a lot of different roles, but not overrated. That man's a bona fide A-list movie star. Right?
Yeah. Don't slip now. Don't come in here with that. Matter of fact, timeout. Can we put him on timeout? I'm kidding. Don't come in here with it.
But nah, I think he doesn't really get mentioned with the great.
He doesn't. That's the thing.
He doesn't. I don't know why.
Because when you talk about an actor acting, Wesley Snipes is
even with Kevin Hart
the True Story.
True Story.
He was firing that.
He
man.
Was good with no facial hair. Mm-hmm. He was basically the character from Paid in Full, which is on my list as well.
It's on mine too.
I can smell a nigga with money. He basically that person, but over episodes instead of just a movie. But anyway, man, Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes is fantastic.
All right, true. All
right, so Hood Joint, I have Paid in Full.
Paid in Full, man. So good.
Paid in Full is so good, so modest, so small, but it's just so epic and well done.
It's a very well done movie. Perfect timing.
Acting performances is on point.
Story, Alpo. It's based on Alpo, which at that time in my life, I was really interested in drug dealers and the blacks.
Yeah.
Cam'ron.
Alpo was shady as hell in real life.
Oh, yeah. He was. Wood Harris glorified him more than he.
Oh, no. Wood Harris played AZ.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah. Alpo
was Cam'ron's character.
No, I thought he was.
Rich is Mekhi Phifer. Rich Porter.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
Man, Cam'ron.
Cam'ron killed it, though. He was perfect for the role.
Oh.
Cam'ron, you talk about perfect casting with rapper actors.
Cam'ron.
Ice Cube as Doughboy. Cam'ron as Rico.
And, he put up on the motorcycle.
Man, he was cutting up. He was watching himself smash the chick. He was just like, yeah, man, look how. He was wild, dog.
He was great. And I love, man, Wood Harris. Like,
Wood Harris. He was perfect.
Different.
Yeah, he was like, hey,
my
man.
My body different.
That's you, man. That's you.
And Mekhi Phifer.
Mekhi Phifer was great, though. That moment when they kidnap his brother. Oh, my God. Anybody that looks at me funny, owes me money, is fucking dead, B. They got my little man. He was just sitting there just processing it all. I was
so
just like,
good, man. So good,
this is
man.
Quality.
I think Dame Dash did that.
He produced it. For sure. Charles Stone III directed it, and it was just great. But it didn't make a lot of money, but
nah, it didn't.
I feel like it's one of those movies. The money don't make the movie.
No. It went platinum in the hood.
For sure.
Everybody's seen it.
For sure. It's great.
All right. So that's what, six? Let me think.
Don't look at the chat, man.
I'm not.
They be giving away.
I don't feel as strongly about the other two Fridays as I do.
Oh, man, they out of here, man. Don't
you
bring
don't like
those over
two
here.
Two or three?
Don't bring those over here. Two was.
Yeah, you don't like two.
Watch out, man. I like Mike Epps in it.
Yeah.
And I like.
But you thought the Mexicans were doing too much.
They was just overdoing it. Aztec Warrior.
Warrior.
They was trying to make me laugh.
I guess I'll go Menace to Society then.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go Menace to Society.
You got to have Menace in there, man.
Great. Back to L.A.
We're back in L.A. now.
We in the streets. People were scared of L.A. mostly because of the movies.
I thought L.A. was just, I'm going to get shot as soon as I step on the soil.
Dog, when I was talking to Nate Jackson about moving to L.A., and he was like, you can't wear your Mariners hat in certain parts of the city. And I was like, and I had a gray Mariners hat.
Mm.
I was like, what? I don't, Mariners? What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
And he was telling me how the baseball teams are like assigned to certain gangs. Mm-hmm. So the color of the hat doesn't matter.
Right.
It's like the logo.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, he was like, if you're south of the 10, just don't do it. I was like, I don't think I need hats anymore. Because I had like 10, 12 Mariners hats. And I just was like.
Hm. They make you not want to wear nothing, man.
And you don't know, like nobody tells you what part of L.A.
Right.
L.A. is huge.
Right.
Like. You know, that's in a section of L.A., South Central L.A., really, mostly. And I was living in the Valley. I was living in Reseda, man. Don't nobody care.
Man.
There ain't no gangs out there, man. It's just working people.
Menace to Society made Los Angeles terrifying.
Kane.
Like Boys in the Hood, I was like, oh, it's rough out here. But I was just like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's rough out here. But Menace to Society, I was just like, yo, it's crazy out there. What the hell is going on? That's when I was like, what the hell is happening out there?
Man. And then at the same time, like, the news is talking about it. Yeah. Then you later on, you have the Rodney King thing. So you're like, well, then it has to be true then.
I was like, L.A. is infested with just gangs and murder. That's what I was like, man, it's crazy out there. What's happening?
Gangs
we got
murder.
Racism. We got police brutality. We got blacks killing blacks. The Mexicans are stripping. What's happening?
Gangs and murder.
Man, I was like, whoo.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe making movies and stuff, but man. Damn.
Man. So yeah, Menace to Society.
Okay. Good choice.
Yeah, that's a good time.
I'm going, I got to get this up in there. Blood in, blood out. You never seen it, did you?
What is this?
You never seen Blood In, Blood Out?
Tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, man.
Tell me the whole everything.
So
that
it's
happens.
A story about three friends growing up in LA, East Los Angeles.
Mexican. I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Shea Serrano always talked about this.
Yeah. So they was all on some hood shit, and then they go their separate directions in life. And it's long. It's like 3 hours. Mm-mm. It's good, though.
I ain't seen it.
It's good.
I just know that.
It's a good three. It's a good three. And you just see their transit. Because for me personally, when you watch American Me, which is also another dope hood film about the Mexican mafia, I like Blood In, Blood Out a little bit better because it's more of a character arc throughout.
Yeah.
It. Like those characters' transitions is a little bit more lived in than American Me.
Yeah.
American Me, they were just like, nah, we hard. We stay hard. This is what the fuck it is. Prison rules. That's it. Fuck this. Fuck you. No games played. But but Blood In, Blood Out, it was like, oh, he changed. Oh, he's different. As oh, he went that path. Yeah. Oh, he struggled with drugs, but then he overcame. So it was like,
gotcha.
Yeah. But all they hood classics to me.
Okay. I think this is my last one. I'm gonna go South Central.
Okay.
I know it ain't usually on people's radar.
Yeah. I watched that movie so many times.
OG Bobby Johnson. Yeah. That was it. He wanted his son
he
back.
He wanted his son back, man.
Man.
Ray Ray, I want my son.
Love South Central.
South Central
man.
Was good.
I watched
man.
That movie a lot.
It was you know what I like about South Central? It was super low budget. You could tell they didn't have the funds.
They didn't have
but
lot.
They was acting.
Yeah.
They was working with the scraps they was
yeah,
giving.
Yeah, man.
With that little boy.
He was
show you right, Ray Ray. We're down with more deuces than more squads. Straight like that.
And that waffle.
Show you right, Ray Ray.
Oh my God. No, his haircut was trash, y'all. They have him though.
For sure.
The black kids had that though.
For
Greg
sure.
Just sent me a picture where his dad was just like, yeah. Like, we just cut me bald then. No blend at all. That OG Bobby Johnson, man.
OG Bobby. Glenn Plummer killed the role.
His
transition
work.
Was fire.
It was so
yeah.
good to me. Yep. To me, it was really authentic. I mean, obviously, yeah. I don't know about L.A., but, right. like, I believe these people.
I believe them on both transitions.
Yeah, for sure.
I believe them
as 1,000%.
OG, and I believed them because when he was in prison, you just see him go through the prison life
yes.
and then him learning more, and it was just like, ah.
Yes.
His intense cellmate.
1,000%.
Yeah, I'm going to preach, and you going to listen. Now, my boy, he was like, because he killed that role as well. That was Carl Lumbly, who's going to be in the new Captain America joint, but he was just like.
Is that Isaiah Bradley?
Know. Isaiah Bradley.
Did he play?
I know his real name is Carl Lumbly, but I forget
yes,
what his
he
name
played
is.
Isaiah Bradley
in
the Captain America TV show.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he was like,
yeah.
You go
yeah,
pick
him.
Up that shield.
Yeah, that's him.
Big civil rights voice.
He was good.
Yeah, you can't pick that shield.
And they saved Bobby Johnson from him getting his booty taken. He was like, he owed the Aryan Brotherhood 15 bucks. Aryan interest, motherfucker. I was just like, yo, chill out, Aryan Brotherhood. Just Just take your foot off the gas.
I'm a Captain America. Take it slow. Did you see John Legend singing Ordinary People with the Fire, the Prisoners?
I saw what he was doing. I kept scrolling. Because I don't like people getting sung to, personally. Like, if you're not on the stage giving it to the crowd, then I would feel so awkward if I was a fireman. And I'm just sitting there, take it slow, we're just ordinary people. You sitting there with your fireman suspenders on.
Jonathan Vino had such a funny video.
Maybe we can take it slow.
Oh, it was... So somebody said, I know, like, I think it was Ambria, like, I know somebody probably requested it, but you gotta say, nah, man, it's kind of, yeah. It just ain't really the right time.
Yeah. Because
they was just like,
yeah, I'm just like,
they gotta go back to jail after this. But John Legend sang to us, man.
Maybe we, I'm eating a sandwich. I'm like, man, we can't get these inside. Because I'm gonna keep eating. Especially if they're giving me stuff I can't get on the inside.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, let me get that good sandwich. And he's singing. Maybe. And I'm just like, yeah.
We
just ordinary people.
Oh, man.
I just did a cry.
All right, what's your last one, Tom?
I'm going to go with, I love this movie. I feel like this movie don't get enough shine. House Party.
Oh, I wouldn't even consider that a hood movie.
It's not a hood movie.
But no, I mean, under our criteria, it's a kind of like a coming of age.
Yeah.
Because they were in the hood.
They was in the hood.
You know what I'm saying? That's part of the reason his dad didn't want him out.
Mm-hmm. It was dangerous out there.
I love Harsh Powder. I'm not going to argue against it.
Because if it's not hood enough, you know, I got others.
What else you got?
I got others I got on this list. Players Club.
Ah!
Got Players Club.
Oh! I didn't think about that.
Yeah. And Training Day is a hood movie.
Training Day is a buddy cop.
That's a hood movie. The whole movie, they in the hood.
I don't consider that a hood movie at all.
What? They going through, that's the district they work in.
But that's a cop movie, and they patrol in the hood. The hood movies is about the people from the hood. That is about Denzel and Jay. That's really about Denzel.
Okay. All right.
They just happen to go through the jungles, but they also visited Roger and... Well, I guess Macy Gray was in the hood, too.
They was in the hood, man.
Nah,
tough.
Man.
I also got Belly on here, too. Belly is a good time,
no,
man.
It's not. That's not a good movie.
It's a guilty classic.
That's a beautifully shot scene.
Do the right thing.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
That's a good... I'll give you that.
Do the right thing, huh?
That's a socially conscious hood movie.
Oh, Do the Right Thing is
Radio
excellent.
Raheem. John Turturro.
That's an excellent movie.
He's a really versatile actor, by
John?
The way. Yeah.
1,000%.
He was just Carmine in,
The Batman? The Batman. I wish he would have returned for
me
the...
Me too! Yeah. And I like Mark Strong.
Me too.
I love Mark Strong.
Yeah.
But John Turturro was John. Like... He's good in Severance.
He's good in everything I see him in.
You watch Severance?
I haven't seen that, though.
Did you watch A Bronx Tale?
Well, this is different. Severance is new. Get out of here. Sit down. We oversaturated with TV shows.
We are.
But the movie, you should have seen The Bronx Tale.
We are. Over. There's too much good TV. You really can't.
There's too much
going
on.
People like
on,
The Landman. I'm like, man, Mayor of Kingston.
Landman
like,
is good.
I can only do so much.
Yeah,
I'm watching anime. It's a lot.
Yeah, you
man.
Are. Why are you keeping up?
Yeah,
you
I'm up.
You watched 5,000 episodes
man.
Of one show.
All right, so that's it then.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, we'll see y'all later.